So today I am really excited to have with me a very special guest. This is someone, actually it's quite an honor for me, I have to tell you. And as we have a little more discussion, you're going to understand why. But I have with me Francisco Cayute. And I guess maybe I should introduce you as Dr. Francisco Cayute, correct? You're a chiropractor, doctor of chiropractic?
I was.
You was. Now yes. That's an interesting, that's an interesting shift. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit, actually, because a lot of what I teach is about the heart shift. And I look at the heart shift as something that happens when our heart starts to speak, and all of a sudden our perceptions change, our thoughts change, and then of course our life changes. So I would love for you to tell our audience about the heart shifts that you experienced that transitioned your life purpose from being a doctor of chiropractic, and I imagine you must have had a very busy practice because you're such an incredible healer, into doing what you do today, which is, everyone, Cayute Yoga. And the reason that I've invited Francisco to be here today is because I have found Cayute Yoga to be life-changing. And I know so many other people who have as well. So welcome, Francisco.
Thank you,
I can't wait to hear about everything that's happened and why.
Well, a lot happened. I used to work as a chiropractor in Brazil. And my approach was very different anyways, even as a chiropractor. I used to work with lots of soft tissue techniques and different specific types of massage, but it was a very busy practice. I used to work those days at least 60 hours a week.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, it was a lot. It was like a factory. Lots of people coming in and going out all the time. But yoga was always my passion, my hobby at first, and my main curiosity. And eventually, I understood that yoga poses were very, very accurate, even from my chiropractic eyes. And I started analyzing and researching the poses from those eyes, and not only as a person who used to really enjoy doing yoga. And when I thought about yoga from a professional perspective as a chiropractor, I one day had this, I knew one of my experimental classes would be crowded. I used to work all day, and at night I used to have one class just for my patients.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I thought, well, how can I have all these different people together? Because from the beginning my classes were crowded, and I knew, I was kind of aware who would be showing up, all the hip issues, lower back, and neck issues, and all the different situations together. And then I thought, what am I doing today? And I was alone in a room pretty much like this one where we are right now, mm-hmm. a yoga room, lots of mats, everything was super clean and organized. And I've had this funny thought. Instead of seeing the mats, I imagine lots of chiropractic tables. And I saw them sinking into the floor.
Oh, I just got what I call God bumps. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I've never forgot that, mm-hmm. because I saw them sinking, and the mats, they've never been just yoga mats again. So for me, every single pose is a way to approach a specific part of the body, often the joint. And that merging that comprehension with the basic history and theory of yoga is exactly what brought this work together.
So what I'm hearing you say is that not only did you incorporate yoga as you had learned yoga, and what style of yoga did you practice?
I've studied everything.
Everything.
Brazil had a very strong yoga tradition since the 50s, and very good teachers, pure-hearted people doing yoga and teaching yoga in various parts of the country. It's a big country. So lots of those influences. And then I studied yoga all over the planet as well, different lineages, different teachers, different cultures, before coming up with this.
So, but your particular technique then has the advantage of all of those years of your own yoga practice developed by learning from other masters, and then through the eyes of the chiropractor. So your knowledge of medicine and healing and the skeletal system and the muscular system and all the other systems that come together to exhibit themselves as a human being,
yes.
That's what you started to see, how you could combine all of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I love the whole imagery of all of those chiropractic tables, because I've also benefited greatly from, you know, the work that I've done with my own chiropractor. And so as you said that, I just got this incredible image of such deep healing. So go ahead. So what happened? You were having these classes for your patients, and they started to get more and more crowded.
Yes, and then I, as the research went forward, I more and more became aware of the necessity of a common ground. I started looking for stuff, something, poses, movements, areas of the body where we can have everybody together. Things that children, elderly people, athletic people, sedentary people would all benefit from, would all be searching for, even without being aware of it.
So what you're saying then is people of all ages and all disabilities or
everybody,
issues, so anybody can do Kyut yoga.
Yes, but also I was researching for poses, areas of the body I could approach with certain poses that would benefit everyone, regardless the background, regardless the health state, regardless the age. And then I brought my groups to the floor, sort of not controlling, but having awareness of the presence of the gravity, using the floor as my main tool, and then working mostly with hips, that I believe our society needs more than anything nowadays.
All right, let's talk about this. Because that was the first introduction that I had to Kyut yoga. I came because of the issues that I was having with my hips, which we'll talk about in a minute. But it was the first thing that I noticed, that there was so much concentration on the hip movement, the core, right, the strengthening the core, but in such unusual ways. So I have to tell you, at first, even though I had this awareness of what was going on, because of the uniqueness of the poses, I had a sense that other things were going on that I wasn't aware of. And so there was some kind of magic that was taking place with these poses. Is there? Is there magic hidden in your work?
Well, we as humans, we've lost connection with nature. Mm-hmm. And we often go out for a hike or we go to the ocean and we feel like we are reconnecting with nature.
Yeah.
But actually, we don't always acknowledge the fact that nature is inside of us.
Mm, I love it.
Yeah, we are, it's like I say in Brazil, we are inside, like a little piece of the whole Amazon forest or the ocean itself. This is what we are. We don't need to reconnect with nature the way we think we can, and that's definitely a pleasure, though it's inside. And nature has this endless power and endless wisdom that is the nature of nature itself.
Mm.
So, and in my work, what I try to do is I try to get my students' personalities aside in order to allow the intelligence of the system to operate on its own. And this is what...
That's the magic.
Yeah, that's what feels so magic about it.
Yeah.
Because it's not what I do. What I do is I just grab your attention mm-hmm. and I have your mind doing something as the nature does the rest. And we've been in the yoga field and in many other fields, we've been operating and working with people regardless the intelligence of the system that I try to acknowledge as much as possible.
So you actually incorporated mm-hmm. your understanding of nature and the nature of how we're designed in order to bring it into the healing space.
Yes, and that's a very good word because we've been designed mm-hmm. by nature to do certain stuff.
Right.
And we've stopped doing it.
Yeah.
So we've been diminishing the amount of proper demand in our bodies. Since the Industrial Revolution, which is just a few hundreds mm-hmm. of years ago,
sure.
We've been sitting more and more.
Yes.
And our hips, they've been underused. And it's a great thing if you run, and if you hike, and if you bike, that's very cool stuff. Though, that doesn't change the fact you've been sitting for hours.
Right.
Now, you've been sitting for fun at the movies, at the theater, at the concert. You've been sitting for work, and you've been sitting for driving and traveling and airplanes and everywhere.
Right.
And then you sit at a table. So,
like I do, I'm at the computer for hours.
Yes, and it's linked with pleasure, mm-hmm. and it's linked with stress, it's linked with all sorts of different emotional events. And we can do that, but we haven't done that before.
Right.
It's the first time in our history we are that consistent with this diminished use of certain structures. And more than that, nowadays, we have a few generations that have been sitting and growing. Our children, they've been sitting as they grow. With the whole human race, it hasn't happened before.
What an absolutely amazing realization.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing because now we have, for the first time in history, over the past few decades, humans that are now adults and getting older and older, and those people, they've been the first generations of human beings growing, sitting, learning to be focused on some information and education with their bodies not moving.
So everybody listening to this, download it to your device and listen to it as you're actively doing something. Other than sitting.
So it's amazing, but it's happening all over the globe.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I think that that's such a powerful...
Yeah. So human bones have grown sitting for the first time in history.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So the human body has been designed to move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's growing in a fixed position, which is really harmful.
Wow. Detrimental.
Yes.
For our health and well-being.
Yes. So that was my realization, and most of my work is based on that fact.
Mm. But I understand also that you had an experience having had an injury, a traumatic injury as a child.
Oh, yes.
In your own hip.
That happened.
And something came forward during, was it a yoga session, that sort of brought this back into mind? What happened there?
Yeah.
Tell our audience the whole story.
I've been gunshot.
Okay.
Brazil was under military rule. My father was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And guns, life. One day, I was playing with a cousin. I think I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin saw the gun, thought it was a toy, and shot me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But the pressure of the moment, the social pressure at the moment in the country, I believe everybody was scared with the event. So basically, that became some sort of a taboo.
Mm.
And nobody actually had clear memories of that. It's a funny thing, because you know that something happened to you, but you don't actually connect that with the discomfort you experience. And I've lost my memory, but my memory just comes back years later. Right?
Of so the traumatic event?
Yeah.
So you had forgotten it completely?
Yes. And I even... Today, I don't remember for... there are a few years of my life I have no memories.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And eventually, in a class, in a very specific work, I didn't got my memories back, but I understood the connection between all my discomforts and ailments and the shot.
You know... It's so amazing when we start to make those correlations between our emotional experiences and the impact that it has on our body. I was really interested in hearing that story and what happened with you. And the reason is that when I first came to search out Cayute, it was because I had lost my youngest son in a motorcycle accident couple of years before, and after he was killed, I was in a restorative yoga practice, and I remembered being in certain positions, and I would just start to weep and weep, and my yoga instructor was so compassionate and so in connection with what was happening, and he would come over and he would just help my hips to get into position to just let all of that out. And then he left the studio, and I didn't feel comfortable with the teacher that came in, and I stopped doing the yoga. Well, what happened was that I noticed that my hips became very rigid. And then it was about, excuse me, about a year or so after my son had passed. And I was getting out of the car one day, and I thought my hip was just going to give way. It didn't feel like it could support me anymore. And so when that happened, I started to overcompensate with my other hip. Then I started to notice every time I tried to walk, I had pain. I knew what was happening. I knew it. I knew I was carrying my grief in my hips, but I couldn't quite get to it. And then I heard about Cayute Yoga, and I started to work with Craig.
Nice.
And yeah, and then Craig brought me here to Yoga Loft, and I started to work with Jeff and Craig together. And I can tell you that I walk pain-free. I mean, I'm sitting in my version of Sukhasana. A year ago, I could never sit like this. Never. I wouldn't be able to first of all, get onto the floor without a great deal of pain, but just in my, in the ease of my position, it's phenomenal to me. And the other thing is, and I don't want to make you blush, but I have to tell you that in all of the classes that I attend, every time after class, there's always some group that's congregating and talking about the effects that this yoga has had on them. And I think particularly for my age group, I'm a baby boomer, I'm 64, I am, you know, active, but now I'm active in a way that, of such total freedom. And the expression that is used over and over and over again is, it's a fountain of youth. Have you heard that before?
It's been designed to be that.
Ah, it's incredible.
Yes,
because incredible.
First of all, you are in very good hands.
Yes, they're wonderful here.
Yes.
The yoga loft is like, I think it's a haven,
yeah,
right? For just, I don't know, there's so much love.
Yeah.
And there's so much caring that takes place here.
Jeff and Lori are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they take care of the place and the people in a quite amazing way,
yeah,
all the time.
And by the way, for our audience, I just want you to know that I will be also offering you a conversation with Jeff Bailey, who's the owner here.
Yeah.
Created an incredible community.
Incredible community. It's like a nest to
mm-hmm.
my work. I really feel like home here.
Yeah.
And Craig is a very promising teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be doing great over time.
Craig is incredible.
Yeah.
He's, like I said, he really introduced me
to
this.
And I know he's very good and you're thankful, but he's not even scratching the potential he has.
Well, you know what's so interesting to me is that one thing that I've noticed with all of your teachers, and I can only assume, but I think it's more than an assumption, and that is the level of compassion and caring and kindness and tenderness that is extended during these classes must come from you and your teaching. Seriously, it must.
This is a method that is based on the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a teaching skill that they have to develop in order to have all the students in the proper state, let's say. So in order to lead a good class, I try to develop with them very good teaching skills. So their ability to be present, their ability to be with all these people at the same time in the same environment, and one of the basic ideas, the basic concepts they've been learning is there is no such a thing as a class for 30 people. You always have 30 private classes happening at the same time in the same place.
And that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's another thing I noticed that's different about your classes than some of the typical yoga classes that I've been in. And that is, the instructor is never doing the yoga.
They're never doing
it. Never doing it. And can I tell you what that does for a person who's on the mat and maybe a little insecure? It really, from my perspective, it makes me feel very safe, very protected, and I feel like that instructor has my back. They're watching me. They're making certain that if I need additional support, I have it. They're coming over with a block. They're coming over with a blanket. They're you know, coming over with another bolster. And it's always taking us to where we need to go, but also teaching us it's okay to back off. And
yes,
that, having that permission, and not having someone who's saying, you must do this, this, this. It's always within the parameters of our comfort and our safety. It's wonderful.
Because we've learned to see yoga as a physical activity, because that was our interpretation once we went to the east for the first time. We saw people moving their bodies, and we understood that was physical activity. It was never that. Yoga was always more closer to a hygiene system than a physical activity. And this is, for me, there's no such a thing as a yoga studio. It's a school. It has to be. This is why they talk so much. Mm-hmm. And they never show
constantly
you.
Constantly talking.
Yes, because they are teaching. So they want you to, they behind you, they want your brain to learn something. And it's not about the shape of the poses. It's about the function of those poses. If I have, in your case, Craig sitting or Jeff sitting in the middle of the room showing something in their own bodies, their bodies, they don't have a shape that match yours.
Right.
So that creates a differentiation.
And so I might feel intimidated
exactly.
by that.
And you might understand that the shapes they're showing are what you were going for. And you're going for a function. The shape that is yours exists only in your body. And that has to be respected. Only you have this history with this genetic, with this life that you've had. So that's super unique.
Teacher
has to be there with you.
To bring me out.
Exactly.
Ah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
So it's a teaching skill, and it's demanding on them, but this is exactly the best part of the work for
wow.
me.
I have a question for you. I don't know if you're familiar with other people having this response, but there are some times that I'm in a particular pose, and you know, of course, I'm like listening to all the instructions to make my adjustments. But something happens where I'll go into a trance. And I'm hearing on one level. But I'm also finding, and this is the strangest thing, Francisco, all of a sudden I'll have images that come into my mind's eye. Images of places I've been, images of people. Like I remember once I was in one of Craig's class and all of a sudden I get this image of John Lennon. And I hear the song, Imagine, going on in my mind. And I came out of that and I was fully still in my pose and my body was reacting to the instructions. But for that split moment, that's where I was. And it happens to me often where suddenly I find myself in different places.
Yeah, it happens.
Do people describe that for you?
Sometimes, because when we are working, what we really want is to have the student operating from a parasympathetic mode in the nervous system. And that's quite unusual. So usually when you're doing something with your body, you're more towards the sympathetic frequency of your nervous system mm-hmm. or in your nervous system. But the problem nowadays with our society, one of them, is the fact that we overstimulate the nervous system. So we are more often in a sympathetic type of mode.
Okay.
And that is quite exhausting. So in the classes, we try to teach the students to operate without them actually getting the theory. We set the classes in a way that make them to be operating, using the body from a more restorative, like growth and repair mode in the nervous system. Which means quite often we touch you or the pose touches you in a way that triggers that response.
Amazing.
And you kind of walk into this dream state for a brief
mm-hmm.
amount of time. And often people actually fall in deep sleep. And that's even better because then you have one of the best types of response we can possibly imagine in class.
It's so amazing. It really is. so I know also that you have some Buddhist practices in your background as well. Is that incorporated into what you teach? And
in many ways, yes, I would say so. Yes,
this is why, subtle way.
In a subtle way, and this is why I like working with so many people. Now, this morning I think I've had about 111 people in the room.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And I like, because I feel like having 100 people on my tables at the same time.
Oh.
And it's really appealing to me to work with this perspective, to be massively impacting people's lives.
Well,
creating relaxation, creating healing, creating what you experience as a fountain of youth.
Yes.
Because we, as humans, we don't know what our potential for aging really is.
Mm-hmm.
We assume at the age of 75 we'll be old, and we assume at the age of 85 we might be okay, but we are losing mobility, we are losing sight, we are losing circulation, our movement are slowing down. But that is actually not accurate, because there is a potential to be aging in a much better fashion.
Well, I think particularly for us baby boomers, this is like phenomenal news, right? Because we have the generation before us that were very elderly at our age,
mm-hmm.
and we're very youthful, but there's a gap, right, between what we have in our mind's eye as an image and who we are. So what I find with Cayute is that it bridges that gap. So I feel so alive, so invigorated. And last night I was on the dance floor, dancing swing for 2 hours nonstop, and you know, being flung around the dance floor the whole night long, and came off and still felt invigorated,
mm-hmm.
still felt like, okay, what's next, kind of a thing. Of course, when I went home, I collapsed and went to sleep, but it's also because I've been in your classes all week. But it's such an incredible feeling to have access to this vault
mm-hmm.
of energy that's within me, and
it
I see
already
it in everyone.
In you.
Yes, and it's here, but I have access now.
Yes, because when we remove rigidity from the body, from the system, we are actually removing resistance.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't
take... To the energy flow, right?
Yeah, it takes a lot less effort for you to dance than it used to.
Oh, it's amazing.
Because you're just moving. You are not moving first to overcome the resistance of your own body.
Right.
And then,
I can just be in the flow of the music.
Yeah.
And just dance. Oh, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
I think it's a very cool job, this job of mine.
It's a fabulous job. And it shows that you have such a love and such a passion for it. My question is, how are you going to manage to be all over the world to teach teachers? I know you're so busy now because you have classes in Brazil and Canada and here in Colorado, I think in two places, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're in Toronto. So how do people find you? How do they find out where your classes are being held? And how can we support you to continue to have your wonderful, wonderful offering expanded around the world?
Most of my schedule is on Cayute Yoga International.
Cayute Yoga International. Could you spell Cayute?
K-A-I-U-T, as in teacher.
International.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And for me, it's a very nurturing experience because I'm always surrounded by amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching regular students is the best part of the job. though teaching teachers is necessary because we need them.
Desperately.
And here in Yoga Loft, for example, it's not about teaching teachers, but it's also about educating better students. Mm. Some of them will not become teachers, mm-hmm. but they will never stop being excellent students.
Right.
And that raises up the whole level of this community. Better students will eventually demand more from Jeff, and better Jeff becomes more, the whole community evolves.
Yeah.
And in this way, we can really set a very different tone to this whole yoga field.
Well, the standards are incredible. The consistency of the teaching, the consistency of the teachers. I think I've experienced every teacher that's here, and the consistency of the excellence of their teaching and their ability to be present with each of us really just blows me away.
Yeah, the teaching skill that comes first from my perspective is to build up your own ability to make your teaching moment a moment of active meditation. So to be good teachers, and this is what you've seen here with this community, is you have to walk into the room, establishing a connection with every single student in the room and being present with them. So you're aware of yourself, but it's an active meditation mm-hmm. practice that really, really impacts the room.
Yeah. Well, I can just tell you that your teaching method is extremely successful, but also the program. And by the way, how many poses are there in Kyute Yoga?
We don't see poses.
We see sequences. What do you call them? Sequences.
Yes.
How many sequences have you identified?
The program that has been used in Yoga Loft has 100 sequences.
100 sequences.
Yes.
Do you create new ones all the time?
Not all the time. In Brazil, my original studio works with a set that ranges around 600 sequences.
Mm-hmm. 600 sequences.
Yes.
So
yes.
What you're saying is I never have to worry.
No.
That from now until the end of my days,
you have
there will
new
be
stuff.
New sequences all the time that will keep me in the state of health and well-being
yes.
that I'm so much enjoying.
Yes, because we are all going to be alive at least to the age of 85. This is what medicine is giving to
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
But how?
Yeah. Well, I know how I want to live.
Yeah. And now what I'm seeing is more and more people saying to me, you know what? I've been doing this over the past 20 years, and I see in the mirror that I'm older, but I can't feel it.
Oh.
And that's an amazing response.
It is amazing.
That comes from the students very naturally.
Yes.
And the sequences, they've been designed in this way to be moving mm-hmm. in your body in various different forms, because the body, the nature, does not like to specialize. So we love variety. The human system loves
yeah.
variety. And all the sequences are about that.
Oh, that's what I love about it.
It's not about doing something well. It's about
no.
doing everything.
Yeah. And that whenever I come into the studio, I never know what to expect. It's always going to be different. And there's also always going to be something new that's asked of me,
mm-hmm.
that I'm invited to go yet into another place.
I'm glad. Otherwise,
amazing.
I would have to schedule a meeting with them.
How wonderful. So are there some parting words that you would like to share with our audience in terms of their own health and well-being? And I don't know. You just have this incredible energy of... So much caring and love.
People, we've been educated lately not to feel.
Ah.
So every time your body gives you a feedback, you run for something not to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been making major mistakes, because even in the natural healing arts field, for example, if you go for a massage because you're having something in your back, we don't actually use the massage as a way to really heal the system. We use the massage as a way not to feel what the system is communicating to us. And then
you are so brilliant.
And then the massage becomes like a painkiller.
Okay.
And that diminishes our human ability to feel. To feel and to be aware of your state at every moment and in class, not intellectualizing what you hear, but feeling it. Mm-hmm. I think that is alone a very good source of healing.
Well, again, all I can tell you is that for myself and all the people that I've been very blessed to be connected with here, we're all so very grateful that you have come forward with this and have positioned yourself to share it and to share that beautiful heart of yours. And really, I'm just filled with such gratitude, and I know that I speak for so many others. So just to repeat, for those who are interested in learning more about Kyut Yoga and also interested in taking teacher training or even going through the training just to learn it for your own use, that all of that information is on your website, which
yes.
is Kyut
Yoga International.
KyutYogaInternational.com.
Mm-hmm.
KyutYogaInternational.com. Well, I wish you continued success and so many blessings, and I know that we will continue to be blessed by you.
Thank you.
And looking forward to 600 plus sequences and more. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Beautiful.